8:15, Galesburg's Morning News, Gale Scholars Program. Really, really cool program here in Galesburg District 205, where students have a chance to get into Carl Sandburg College and Knox College tuition free. And the latest class, the class of 2024, has been named after a rigorous two-month selection process. And joining us to talk more about the program this morning, you may have heard his voice a time or two or three or 30 or 40 on here on WGIL covering Silver Streaks basketball. But he does have a real job, too. The director of the Gales Scholars Program, Steve Cheeseman, joins us this morning. Steve, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning, Tom. I'm doing fine, and it's a pleasure to be with you. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks so much once again. You know, one of the cool things about this, Steve, looking at this year's class, there is one of the requirements when you apply to be a Gale Scholar is a minimum GPA. And I think this speaks to a lot of things going on at District 205, and including things like the Solutions Program and some other things that this particular group of students. A cumulative GPA of 3.6, that is incredibly impressive.
We get a lot, and unfortunately, you know, there's only 10 spots, and there's students that are unfortunately are not getting chosen that have GPAs that are right there, too, as well. It's just a very competitive program with lots of deserving kids, and that again, just shows that our town has lots and lots of students that are outstanding students in terms of their academic abilities as well as their citizenship. You know, our town's in good hands. We have lots of good people here and lots of good kids that are coming into our next generation.
Well, and also I think it speaks to the effort of the kids that, you know, I maybe part of the motivation for doing so well in class is maybe this opportunity for things like the Gale Scholars Program.
You know, and that's a great point. One of the first things that I asked them in our interview is, how did you find out about the Gale Scholars Program? And every one of them have done some kind of investigation about it. And that speaks to them being proactive and aggressive and trying to do things to help themselves and in terms of getting everything they can out of their education. And there's nothing better than a full tuition-free scholarship with the cost of college today. And, you know, you talk about the Solutions Program. Whether it's the Solutions Program, Upward Bound, their teachers, their mentors, their churches, you name it, these kids, not only in the Gale Scholars Program, but throughout our community, get enormous support. And that again, speaks to the character of our community, that we care about kids, we care about each other.
Absolutely. Steve Cheeseman, the director of the Gale Scholars Program. Steve, let's talk a little bit about the history of the program going back. Of course, Les Hunter was in the position before you, now retired. Kind of talk about how this whole thing started, this partnership between District 205, Carl Sandburg College, and Knox College.
Well, and Les and I were college teammates and classmates at Knox College. And, you know, when he retired, it was an opportunity for me to do something that I've always wanted to do. This just is right up my alley because I was a first-generation college graduate, went through the Galesburg School District, and was fortunate enough to graduate from Knox College. It started in 1996, and I was in on the ground floor of it. You know, it started from scratch. There's nothing like it. And in my research, there's still nothing like it. One of the reasons there is it's such an enormous commitment by these three institutions financially. It costs a lot of money to run this. And when I was in on the ground floor, one of the things we had to do was, what do we do with these kids to prepare them? Obviously, they're going to go through the school system and then hopefully Knox College and Carl Sandburg College, but we need to give them that support. We need to give them preparation. And I was in charge of doing the summer school program, and little by little we built it. Carol Maloney was the director at that point in time. We worked together to come up with, you know, nothing from scratch. There's no textbook or model or blueprint for anything like this. And we came up with things like, you know, what can we do to help these kids? Show them how to study for tests, how to act at a dinner. So we did an etiquette luncheon and dinner. History of Galesburg kinds of things. We did things with careers, how to do resumes. So, you know, all of that stuff started from the ground floor. And, you know, again, it's not like that there's already a math curriculum or an English curriculum. There was no curriculum to the Gale Scholars Program. So got to start from the beginning, and everyone that's been involved since that point has added to it. And they added their mark, and it really is a one-of-a-kind program, and I think it's the best thing I've ever seen in education. I know I'm a little biased, but when you're giving kids that are deserving, that probably wouldn't have a chance to go to college, an opportunity to have it all paid for and get the support they get through it and get all the other things that they would get that would add to their life, you know, there's nothing better than that.
Steve Cheeseman is the Gale Scholars Director joining us here this morning. They just announced their latest class, the class of 2024, 10 students. And, you know, Steve, you talked about the fact that it's like, okay, these kids, you get free tuition, Carl Sandburg College, Knox College. And it's just not a case like, okay, you fill out an application and you get it. This is a rigorous thing. And it also includes things like having to do community service. So they're actually doing some work. This is not like, okay, here you go, have at it.
Yeah, this is the announcement that these 10 kids are now going to get to go to Carl Sandburg College and Knox College and see you then. No, it doesn't work like that. I mean, too much is given, much is expected. And again, there's a lot of support involved in this, but there's a lot of expectations that we ask of them. You know, the ultimate that they're getting out of this is this scholarship to two outstanding academic institutions and institutions in our school district. I can't say enough good things of what a job it does from our administration to our teachers and, again, our community, our kids. When you go through here and you've had children go through here and I went through here and listen to the stories of kids that went through our school district, you're prepared here. So there's a lot goes. Well, you know, for instance, in this interview process or application process, they had a long application. In that, there's some semi-essay questions. They have to talk a lot of about critical thinking and problem solving in it. We then, this year, the recommendation form, because of how things fell, and we were right in the middle of this when this whole mess came about with our pandemic, they normally have to do a recommendation and a reference type of thing. So they have to go out and get someone that's a teacher as well as someone in the community. We did that in a little semi type of way where we asked folks that knew them to do that. We couldn't ask them to go out and do that because of the situation, but that's normally a part of it. Again, the interview is part of what goes on here. And then once they become a Gale Scholar, they have to go through a class with me where I do a bunch of different things in terms of, again, social media etiquette to how to study for a test, how to set priorities. I mean, just a number of social, emotional learning kinds of things as well as other things that could help them be a Gale Scholar and get them prepared for college. They have to take summer school each year. They do something with career education. They do something with math and English. They do something with college preparation. And then after their junior year, they finally take literally a college class at Carl Sandburg College, as any college student would do. So all of those things are there with it. They do this community service where they have to go out in the community and do 20 hours of community service to give back, to get them in that kind of mindset that, you know, it's important to help others out and find causes that you can be a leader in and do things to help your community. And they have to be in two activities. We all know you are an athlete, and it doesn't have to be athletics. It can be anything that is of their interest where they get involved that helps them build relationships and have to do things that they normally may not have to do in the classroom, where they have to get along and be cooperative in terms of a cooperative learning kind of thing and be a team builder and those kinds of things. So, you know, all of that stuff is in this mix here. So it's not just that they're named here after we went through this pretty lengthy and intense application process. There's much to do until hopefully they walk across that stage at Knox College in 2028, it will be.
Yeah, absolutely. Talking with Steve Cheeseman, director of the Gale Scholars Program. Steve, talk a little bit about the evolution of the program from the beginning, because obviously, you start it, it's like, okay, you think this is good, we do this or this. Has there been some changes throughout the years in it?
Yeah, there certainly has. I mean, we've changed some of the summer school things, you know, and some of it's been by circumstances that have happened to us. We felt like adding a career ed thing in the summer school was important. Get these kids ready to do some things in terms of how to interview for a job and how to research for a job. And most importantly, you know, I hear lots of people say, well, I don't know what I want to do. So we do some things with skills and interests inventory so they can really identify what it is that they'd like to do potentially and what it is that they have skills in. Do some things with a resume. So those things have been added. you know, the stuff with advocacy class, I've just watched it evolve in the times that I've done that. Advocacy is like a study period in the middle of the day. I meet with a freshman one day, I meet the sophomores another. And the things that I add to that each year, for instance, I just mentioned the social media thing. Social media was not something that was around in 1996, per se. It is big time now, and how these kids are affected by it and the decisions they have to make when they get involved in it, both what they say and what they take from it, and trying to give them some things there that help them navigate that difficult stuff so that they're making good decisions and also they're not affected negatively by that. I know that when we started this with the summer school class, there was only one summer school class. It was for those incoming freshmen. Now we have it for each year after schools. And we've also done some things to try to do some team building. We do a Western Illinois University ropes challenge where they go down there and do that at Western at their whole campus. That has always been there, but we also now do other team building things, try to really create some camaraderie because these kids are in it for the long run within themselves, so we try to do things that support them. We're doing more stuff with our college kids and our high school kids to give them an idea what's ahead of them. You know, I can tell them and some of the other folks. We have Autumn Scott at Sandberg College. We have Laura Bush at Knox. Dan Powell, an assistant principal at Kelsberg High School also. It's along with other people. But their own peers that have been through this can tell them things ahead of time and what to look for in their experiences that are much more helpful. So we do lots more mentoring than what we did before. So a little bit of here and a little bit of there that we add as we see fit. And we also ask the kids, their partners in this, you know, what we can do to help them as well. And they're very open and honest about things that they feel like we can add. And if I'm going to be any kind of good educator, then I need to be all ears on the things that they tell me that they need.
Yale Scholars Director Steve Cheeseman joining us here this morning. I don't want to put you on the spot here, but numbers-wise, as far as the percentage of kids that actually go through and finish the programs, I know somebody might say, well, gosh, how could you give up free tuition? Well, there are different reasons. Sometimes academically, maybe somebody doesn't keep their grades where they need to be, but also sometimes they're maybe a good enough student that maybe they end up saying, well, maybe Carl Sandburg or Knox doesn't have the program that I want to go into. So what percentage of students do you have those numbers that actually complete the program?
I can tell you, and those are things we're still continuing to research, because one of the things that as you just mentioned, we view as a win is that if that student goes through Galesburg High School and then has an opportunity, and we just had one right now that is finishing her degree as we speak at Central Florida, she wanted to go into fashion design. Knox College doesn't have that. That's fine. She's been prepared, and she told me in an email that how much that she felt like all of the things in the Gale Scholars Program helped prepare her to handle all of this. So she will graduate with a college degree from Central Florida University, and she's not going to have a degree from Knox College. That's just fine. She got to achieve her dreams. That's what we're here to do. So that's not going to be counted as a Knox College graduate, but that's a win. We just had a girl that graduated from Sandburg last year that wanted to go into the nursing program at St. Mary's or at St. Francis. And she's got to do what she wanted to do. And we wrote some recommendations for them. Those are all wins, so you're not going to see them graduate. Last year we had, I believe it was 5 students at Knox College graduate with their degree out of 15 that originally started. So, you know, you're looking at that number there. But also out of that, we have lots of mobility. There are a number of kids that have moved. They moved. This is a kind of situation, not only in today's world, but within this cohort, the cohort that moves. I mean, there's mobility. We've had kids move. I've even had some students move back. So, you know, to look at our numbers in terms of saying, well, 8 out of the 15 or this or that or 5 out of the 15 graduate, that's a misleading statistic, because you got to go back in and look at individual unique situations of like I just mentioned there, kids moving or kids graduating and going into something that they wanted to go in and not going all the way through Knox. The movement stuff, we can't help. Those kids that went to another institution because they had that particular program, or they wanted to stop with this nursing program or that thing, those are all victories. So, you know, and we're going back through all of that to see if we can come up with those numbers. And that takes a long time, because you're having to trace down things that aren't in our records. So that's one of the things that I'm doing now, and it's slow and tedious work. But overall, the number of kids that are graduating now is bigger than what it was in the beginning, and that's because we've just added more stuff. We've learned. Those people that were in at the beginning, and that included me, they were building stuff from the very beginning, and they did a really tremendous job of putting together the foundation of what today I think is just as good as it gets.
Well, you talk about those wins. I mean, the great thing is some of these students are good enough academically that they possibly have ended up getting similar scholarship offers at other institutions as well. So, it's a win because they're working, might be working extra hard because of this program, but they get more other opportunities as well.
There's no question, and that's the first point. And normally when a student's going to do this, we talk to them. This isn't just they disappear and, oh, they went to this place or that place. We have a pretty good sit-down, heart-to-heart talk with the number one thing, making sure that financially they're not going to walk into a situation where when they leave this place that they're going to go, they're going to be, in debt. And we all know what college debt's done to so many people, and that there's teachers. When I go visit at both schools, and the teachers are there at Lombard and Churchill, and you'll see teachers talk to the students and reinforce that the college debt that they are in, their student loan debt, is just crazy. So we certainly talk to them about that. And there's other things. I had a young lady that was just as good as it gets. I had her in eighth grade at Churchill. She went all the way through with me. She graduated, and she was able to go to North Central College because they were able to offer her something militarily in the ROTC program that she wanted to do. And we don't have that at Sandburg and Knox. And she is just flourished. She's going to go right in the military, and my understanding is she's just doing just superbly. So those are things those are tremendous things that we're all proud of, and that they were part of the Gale Scholars Program, and they talked to us about, and we think that aided them in being able to take off and do those things. It's about kids achieving their dream and us doing the things to put them in a position to do that.
Steve Cheeson, the Gale Scholars Director, joining us here this morning. All right, so Steve, so parents who are interested in this program, where can they go to find the information to see if they if their student might qualify to go ahead and move on with the application process?
It's on all three websites at Galesburg and at Carl Sandburg College and at Knox College. And our three leaders, John Asplin and Seamus Riley and Teresa Mott, have done so much to be supportive of this, and then all the folks around that to make sure that everything's available for these kids to do the things they need to. And you know how difficult it is financially in the education world, and they're there all the way to support it. So those things are there. There is an application that goes out that explains everything ahead of time before they have to even apply. So those things go out to every eighth grader, and I make it available for the kids at Costa and Galesburg Christian as well. I go in an assembly to visit with the kids ahead of time, to talk to them all about that. They have teachers at Churchill and Lombard that also reinforce that. We have a number of teachers in our school district. Ashley Shin, we have Chris Carpenter, who is just an unbelievable advocate. I call him Mr. Gale Scholars. He does so many things at Lombard to help kids. Fabi Moreno, who's a first grade teacher. They all graduated from the program that are teachers in District 205. They support us in terms of talking to kids. And I brought them over to talk to our kids about what it meant to them and what they can tell them, in hindsight now. So there is so much done ahead of time to make sure every student in our school district knows about this program ahead of time through a number of different ways.
Steve Cheeseman, Director of the Gale Scholars Program. Steve, always appreciate you taking some time to talk with us. And congratulations to those 10 students who are the new class that'll be Galesburg High graduates in 2024 and hopefully, like you said, 2028 graduating from Knox College.
They are a great group of kids, as the last number of classes have been, and I look forward to working with them. And it's so fun to watch these kids grow and have an opportunity to do the things they want through this terrific program. Thanks, Tom, for having me. And one day maybe we can start talking about the Cardinals and the White Sox.
Yep. We hope so. All right. Steve, thanks again. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Tom. Have a great day. Take care.